Dunn County has announced a new program to reduce crime and help people who have substance use disorders. Called Project Hope, this program brings together government agencies and nonprofits to offer access to treatment and an alternative to incarceration. Project Hope employs a quick response team while also offering locations to dispose of drugs and paraphernalia safely without the threat of arrest. The quick response team includes a behavioral health officer, a paramedic, and a social worker. I talked to one of the quick response team members earlier this afternoon, Officer Aaron Berg with the Menominee Police Department. Can you describe Project Hope as it works compared to, you know, what people might expect, a traditional method of law enforcement?
Well, Project Hope actually stems back from 2016. So back in 2016, our Dunn County started looking at trends and challenges in our community and the local criminal justice system. One of the major factors was substance abuse, specifically alcohol and methamphetamine. So they started looking at researching evidence-based practices, including a diversion program that we have at the county level. So when we talk about Project Hope, it was an idea that started between the mayor of Menominee and the chief of police. And back in 2020, it was designed to link people who are struggling with substance abuse to treatment. And they broke it into four phases. So the initial phase one, was the development of a youth review team. And basically, this is a partnership with our police department and our school district. And what they do is they basically look at kids that are struggling in classes, some minor delinquent behaviors, and then they look to try to connect them with mentoring services and other types of services that they feel that might be beneficial. So that's been running for almost 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And so then phase two was the development of essentially my position. So phase two, with this behavioral health officer that I have, what we do is we are looking to actively outreach to individuals who, through our basically our records management system and through the fire department, we identify people who might be struggling. And then I lead a team of individuals from the sheriff's department, our human services, a fire department, and then a case manager from Harbor Place. We try to make contact with them and see if they're ready to connect with treatment. If they are, we'll help them do that. If not, then what we do is we look to see how we can help them out. And if there's any ways we can try to support them until they are ready for treatment. So that's kind of where we're at. We have a couple of other initiatives that we're implementing or trying to implement shortly.
So in that initial conversation with someone who's seen at risk, you know, they're likely using a substance like methamphetamine. There's a concern that's going to lead them to other crimes. What is that first conversation like when you were there with the behavioral health officer talking to that person, trying to get them on that different path?
Honestly, it's really unique. I've been in law enforcement for about 28 years, and I've never had these types of conversations with individuals before. So I initially thought I would meet resistance, and I thought that people would be standoffish because I'm a cop. And quite honestly, many people, not everybody, but many people seem open to the idea. They seem to want to seek that help. They want support. They're not sure exactly how to do it, or that they feel that there's going to be a setback or failure. So it's quite unique and refreshing. I've had, like I said, very unique conversations where people openly talk about their use. Whereas before on patrol, I don't think I would have had that.
I would imagine, and I think this is something you thought through before starting this program, I would imagine that if somebody was using, say, methamphetamine, they'd be very reluctant to talk about that use with a police officer. How do you reach out? As you said, some are willing, but how do you reach out and encourage them and make them feel like they can talk about this safely?
Well, a lot of it comes down to listening to where they're at, you know, and accepting them for what they're going through. I think just active listening and kind of recognizing the challenges that they may be experiencing and acknowledging that. I think that's the biggest thing, and not having expectations. It's you know, success for me is going to be just success for a different person. So I need to let them be the driver.
What kind of services can you and your colleagues connect that person with now that they've opened up and had this conversation with you?
Well, ultimately, our goal is to try and get them to treatment. So in Dunn County, our partner is Arbor Place. So ideally, we're going to try and get them connected with Arbor Place. But if that's not they're not ready for that, then, like I said, we try to figure out where they're at, I mean, and meet them there. And so what we try and do is we may try to connect them with housing services. We may try to connect them with the food bank or the shelter. And we may try to connect them with human services. We have a behavioral health clinic, so mental health services. It kind of really depends on the individual and what they're seeking. Sometimes it's trying to link them in with job services.
Now, I know we have other law enforcement officers who listen to the show and local service providers. If people are thinking, hey, we need to try this or try this more in our community, what would you say to them about how to get something like this started?
I guess what I would try to do is I would try to link up with communities that are trying to do this and have some initial conversations. And I'm glad you brought this up because I wanted to recognize a couple other communities that are doing this. There's Door County, Marathon County, Sauk County, Superior Police Department, City of Madison are just a few that I can name off the top of my head. And I think analyzing what you have in your community for services, understand what they do, and try to pull that all together. And then when you have conversations, you know, the idea is not to set expectations for them. Like I said, let them be the driver.
Officer Berg, thanks so much for sharing your work with us today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
That's Officer Aaron Berg with the Menominee Police Department, one of the behavioral health officers for the new collaborative program in Dunn County called Project Hope. We talked earlier today about Project Hope's mission to offer alternatives to incarceration and access to treatment to people with substance abuse disorder.